Well, good morning, Audio Boo and Audio Mo. It's Adrian again in the park. So it's Monday, the 15th of July, 2013. It's 06:29 hours. So I'm back, come from a morning walk. It's the most stunning morning. Got bright sunshine. It's low on the horizon. Lovely still. Yeah. Beautiful, anyway. So I wanted to respond to an audio boot, an audio mo by Ian Cath, down in Brisbane, Australia, who's talking about why don't we in the modern life have all the free time that we were promised at the turn of the 19th and 20th century. With all the modern conveniences we have, modern equipment, modern methods, we all seem to be working flat out. And I think, from my point of view, from the perspective of the last probably, I don't know, 30 years or something, I think there's been an attitude change that people now have to have the latest and the best all the time. When anything new, something new comes out, they have to upgrade to whatever it is. And of course, if they can't afford it, they're doing it on credit. And I think probably the last generation, and maybe obviously the next few, this is perception. If you haven't got the latest thing all the time, then you're some kind of, you're behind the time somehow, and you're not worthy of the attention. And of course what they do then, of course, if they can't afford to buy it outright or they haven't saved up for it, then it goes on the credit card or the bank loan, and that's how they pay for it. And of course all that has to be paid back at some point, so they have to keep working. So when the credit card statement lands on the end of the month, suddenly they have to on the money, so they have to keep working. And then of course when something breaks or something gets a bit old, and then a new phone comes out or a telly or a new technology, oh, gotta have that. I think it's called keeping up with the Joneses. There's definitely a lot of keeping up with the Joneses these days. Whereas over the last probably 10 years or so, I've been trying to get out of that. I mean, luckily when I was growing up, my mum and dad taught me the value of money. So we're always encouraged and taught, told if you want something, you save up for it. And you don't have massive credit cards and loans and stuff like that. So of course I only buy things now if the money's in the bank, and that often makes you think twice. You think, well, I've got that money in the bank, do I really need what I'm about to buy? And quite often I've gone into a shop and I've the intention of buying something, I've come out empty-handed because I've got to the point where I think I'm going to order it, and I've walked out of the shop without buying anything. But that's the perception of the modern way of doing it, and all these governments and these financial crises that we've just had over the last 5 or 6 years is a testament to the fact that all these people have been spending money that's not theirs, and that's why the world is in the mess it's in there. So if people were just to live a more simple life and actually think what they're buying rather than just going out and buying something, then I think the world would be better placed. So that's a few thoughts really on the materialism of the world and the materialistic society that we find ourselves in. And I think if you don't subscribe to that, then you somehow you're some kind of, why have you only got an old car, or haven't you been to this place for your holiday? So I think that's why we're all, not everybody's working flat out to pay for all this stuff that they either didn't want or they didn't need. So that's a response to it in CAF. That's a few thoughts from me. Just move on, carrying on with my walk in the park. So it's, what time is it? 6:36. So we've just come to the noisy bit with the main road. Everybody's rushing to work, if not 6:30. Flogging themselves to death. So I'm trying to desperately get out of this rat race. I've managed to get myself into a position in life where I've got minimum bills to pay. I was lucky enough to buy my house when they were relatively cheap compared to the modern way of the modern house prices. And I'd when I was on nights, and I was a fairly good shift allowance. Size all my money when I managed to pay the mortgage off. So that's that was a good thing. So we've just gone past the old bridge in City Oak Park. Yeah, so as I was saying, I've managed to get myself into a position where I can now work part-time. And as I said before, I don't want the latest gadgets. I always wait for things to be out for a bit and decide if I want it. I mean, I've recently bought myself an iPad Mini. And that was only really to replace an old netbook I bought about 5 or 6 years ago, which was starting to fail. If that had been okay, I'd have kept that. So I tend now to buy things only as a, not as a last resort, but just to replace something that's about to break. But I'll keep on using something until it does actually completely fail. That's a few thoughts for early in the morning. I've waffled on for 10 minutes. So it hasn't been too boring for you if you got this far. Thank you for listening. And I'll speak to you in the next bell.